Hey guys, well, welcome to Talking Family, Talking Life. Again, I'm flying solo this week. I swear, I promise you, Sarah and I are not having marital problems. I promise you we're not. It has been so hard lately to try to find times where our schedule actually works out together, where we can do a podcast together. And if I wasn't careful, I would have missed another week doing a podcast. So I decided to go ahead and do it solo this week. And hopefully Sarah will join me on our next podcast. This is a big week for myself. Some of you know, most of you know, that I'm coaching volleyball at one of our local schools this year. And today's Wednesday, so tomorrow is my coaching debut for volleyball. We had a scrimmage. We actually had an organized scrimmage last week, and that went well. So tomorrow, coaching game debut. I promise you, I will be not scared out of my mind, but I will be very, very, very nervous because I've coached basketball before, first year coaching volleyball. So all eyes are on new coach. Do they improve? Did the team improve from last year? And so we'll see how it goes. If I don't mention it next podcast, that will tell you a lot. So with this podcast today, I think it will be shorter, but I can talk and talk and talk if you know me well. So we'll see how it goes. Guys, there's no question that we are very, very, very impatient people. All right. I think there's some people out there that have the gift of patience, and I guarantee you I'm not one of those individuals that are blessed with the gift of patience. Last week is interesting. A lot of the stuff we're talking about today, I talked about last week to a group of people, and we were talking about this whole hating and waste time deal. One thing that I don't like doing, that nobody likes doing, is sitting in the doctor's office and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Last week, on last Thursday, I had volleyball practice and back to school bash all in one day. And I also had a doctor's appointment in Noblesville, Indiana, which is, for those who don't know, which is a good 50 minutes to an hour south of where we live. And so I make it a point to get to all doctor's appointments early in the hopes and prayers and dreams of getting in earlier on time. So I got there 15 or 20 minutes early for my appointment like I always do. So I'm sitting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Comes time for my appointment, and I'm still sitting. And I'm still sitting, and I'm still sitting. And if you are anything like me, your leg starts to move, you start to twitch, you start to shake, and you just start losing your mind, especially when you're busy on a day like I was last week. And you just, time is so precious for myself on Thursdays, and every second, every minute counts. And I was going, nuts sitting there in the doctor's office like many of us have. And another example that I used last week with a group of people that when I was talking about this topic, the same thing, I used an illustration for, the doctor. And then another thing we hate waiting in line for, everybody does. And both these things happened to me the same day last week, with waiting. But waiting at restaurants, waiting in drive-thrus, nobody likes that. Leah, a few years ago, I was at a Taco Bell, and it was VBS week. As usual, rushing to get from one place to another. Stop to get the kids Taco Bell, and I line up. If anybody says Taco Bell is a fast food restaurant from here on out, they have no idea what they're talking about, at least in Grant County, Indiana. Went to a Taco Bell here in the area, and I lie not, I ordered nachos and cheese. It took, no joke, approximately 25 minutes to get that order. And I reason I know it took that long, and the reason I know it's nacho chips and cheese is because that's what one of the managers told me. And I'm just sitting there, that I still remember that day like it was yesterday. You're waiting, you're waiting, you're waiting. You feel like you're wasting time, which you are. And I just, and I'm, you know, I'm like many people, we just don't like wasting our time. Now, having used those two examples and being in a generation, you know, or any generation, we don't like wasting time, especially this generation. We say that, but then at the same time, when you really think about it, we are actually good wasting time ourselves. Now, again, whoever they is and whoever the experts are and whoever comes up with these statistics, sometimes it's always a mystery. But I looked at, I came across this stat last week, and it was from a pretty reliable website. And I read it, and when I first heard it, I thought, man, that's pretty extreme. Then I sat back, thought about it, and I'm thinking, you know what? That's probably pretty close to being right. It is now said that the average American, now, when we're I'm getting ready to give a stat regarding media. The stat regarding media will be everything. Radio, television, phones, computer, whatever, iPads, whatever it might be. The stat that I'm about to give has to do with all those media, with all the media I just mentioned and whatever I didn't mention. But it is now said that the average American spends an average of 11 hours per day watching, listening, reading, or interacting with media. 11 hours. And you first hear that number and you think, there's no way. But then you step back, then you stop and you try to think about it, all right? You think, I'm a youth pastor, and so I'm going to pick on teenagers, all right? A lot of teenagers still spend, before they even go to school, they'll spend an hour or two on the phone. I would say many, if not most, teenagers, from the moment the school day ends till they go to bed, most of them are on their phone, and this is a scary thing, approximately another 7, 8, or 9 hours. You do the math on that, and then by the time you get to Friday, and you get to Saturday, and you get to Sunday, when there is no school, which means they could spend 12, 14, 16 hours a day on a phone, on a computer, on a television, I really get how they came up with how the average American, not just teenager, not just child, but the average American, all ages, spending 11 hours a day watching, listening, reading, or interacting with media. Now, in that 11 hours, sure, I'm sure some people actually, you know, use the media for good. That's, you know, for myself, that's how I read my Bible. That's how I interact with a lot of people regarding ministry. So obviously a lot of good can come out with being on media. But out of those 11 hours, I would venture to guess that by far the majority of the 11 hours that are spent on media per day is used for nothing that's highly beneficial for us as individuals. I think it's safe to say, as much as we hate wasting time, we were also good at wasting time, if that makes sense. Psalm 90, verse number 12, it says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." In other words, when it talks about teaching us to number our days, in other words, what the psalmist is saying here, we need to realize the brevity, the briefness, the shortness of the life that we've been given. I want you to listen to these numbers. I want to throw a lot of numbers at you, okay? We know these basic things. We know there's 12 months per year. We know there's 365 days a year. We know there's 24 hours in a day. But let's break it down even more, because I like doing things like this. There are 1,400 minutes in a day. 86,400 seconds in a day. Now, let's do it in a year. In a year, there's 8,760 hours in a year. Break that down into minutes. There's 525,600 minutes in a year. I even figured out seconds. There's 31,536,000 seconds in a year. Let's take it even another step and make it even bigger. According to stats, whatever, the life expectancy in the United States of America as of last week was 78.69 years. So I rounded that up to 79 years. So if we're fortunate and lucky enough to live the 79 years, we would have had 692,040 hours of life, 41,522,400 minutes and seconds. Yes, I even figured out seconds. That's 2,491,344,000 seconds per life. Now, especially when you hear the last five or six statistics or numbers that I gave, you think, man, that is a lot. But if we're wise, if we're use a little bit of wisdom, if we stop and think about it just for a second, adults especially, we know that that's not a lot of time. I mean, 2,491,344,000 seconds sounds like a really, really, really big number. But we know, as adults especially, the older and older and older that we get, we know time is short. And I believe that's why the psalmist says, teach us to number our days. That's why James says that our life is nothing but a mist. So my question is, how do you feel about the way you spend your days? Where does God fit into any of your day? I'm getting older, so my pet peeve list gets longer and longer, I think, as I get older. But it drives me nuts, and it just bothers me to no end when I hear Christians say it's just hard for them to find time to spend time with God. And with all due respect, that's just simply not true. It's not true. If we fall into the category where we spend an average of 11 hours per day on media, I guarantee you somehow, some way, we can find 10 or 15 or 20 minutes of alone time with God every day. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 17, it says, "Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." So look at it this way. I read this last week, and I'm going to read to you as a quote. "How you spend your hours adds up to how you spend your days, and how you spend your days adds up to how you spend your life." So here's the point. So if you're spending your days wasting time and avoiding what you need to do, that is essentially how you are spending your life. And that, my friend, is not wise. 11 hours per day the average American spends on media. Again, let that sink in. Now, in this verse, right here again, in Ephesians 5:17, this verse also urges us to make the most of every opportunity. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Make the most of every opportunity. Make the most of every opportunity. Every day we've been given is a gift. It's a privilege that the Lord has allowed us to breathe oxygen for another day. Every hour, every minute, every second is a gift. Make the most of every opportunity. As we're close to God, as we make time for Him, as we build our relationship with Him, we will get His, we will understand what His desires are. And as we live close to Him, His desires will become our desires. So ask God to help you to achieve all we need to achieve. Ask Him to help us to manage our time wisely. Then hold yourself accountable. Find somebody else to help make yourself accountable as well. Now, I haven't decided how for sure what I'm titling this podcast. I'm leaning toward, and you guys will know the title of this podcast because you clicked on it. And the title's probably going to be Social Media Freedom, or we could just label it Media Freedom or whatever. And there's a reason I entitled it that. You know, a couple days ago, one of my kids grounded them because it's a typical grounding, unfortunately, that millions of families do today. I grounded one of my kids from their phone because I wasn't crazy about what they were doing on their phone. But then I just had this thought in the heat of the moment. I just looked at my kids who have tablets, who have phones, and I just said this really without thinking, but I didn't regret it for one second. I looked at all of them, even the innocent ones, and I said, you know what? Everybody's off, and I listed the social media site. I listed this. I'll tell you what it is. I told everybody, no YouTube for 1 week. Just, you're off of it. That's what my kids are big on there. They love watching YouTube, and to the point where it's definitely annoying. And I looked at all of them, the guilty and the innocent kids during this whole talking I had with them. And I said, you're off of it for 1 week. Just find something else better to do with your life. And one thing that I have noticed with my kids over the years, when if I take away a tablet, a phone, or anything like that, and they're forced to do something else, can I tell you what I've noticed? I think about probably close to 100% of the time is that they're actually more pleasant, more talkative, and more accessible to be around. And the reason they're accessible is this. They're either, especially when they're grounded, well, they can't be on the phone or a tablet, they really can't go to the room. So guess what? Guess who they have to be around? They have to be around other people. They have to be around specifically mom and dad. And I'm telling you, during these times and stuff, when they're forced not to be on social media or whatever it might be, and they actually have to interact with a live human, whether it be a sibling or a parent, I've seen relationships grow greatly because of that. And at the same time, that's important, but at the same time, during this time where they're cut off from doing this and this and this and this, I want them to concentrate more than they ever have before on the relationship with Jesus Christ. My goal for, again, you've heard me say this in podcasts before, my goal for my kids is not be forced to read their Bible, to be forced to pray, to be forced to do what is right. I want them to learn to do that on their own, and I want them to get to the point in their life, and I think some of my kids are there to a certain point, depends on the day, but I think I want my kids to get to a point where they have a relationship with God or pursue a relationship with God because that's what they desire to do. I had a teenager text me yesterday out of the blue, and he said, Mike, I'm reading my Bible. I've read this many chapters in the book. And he said this. This happened the day after I told one of my kids, well, I told all my kids, no YouTube for a week. And out of the blue, this teenager said, I decided to take a break from social media for 1 to 2 weeks. I didn't think that was a coincidence. So my challenge to every listener, maybe for your kids or maybe even for yourself, whatever you need to take a break from to get refocused on Jesus, do it. Do it for a week. Don't do your relationship with Jesus just for a week, but maybe just cut off something for a week or 2 weeks or maybe even longer so you can get refocused and then do what you need to do. Sacrifice, reprioritize, reschedule what you need to do to make sure that relationship with Jesus is where it needs to be. The point is this. We have plenty of time to make our relationship with Jesus Christ where it needs to be. We have plenty of time to talk to God. We have plenty of time to do that which is right. It's just our choice of whether we're going to do that. So my kids, this teenager that texted me yesterday said, you know what, I'm having social media freedom for 1 to 2 weeks. Well, maybe whether, sometimes we just, with our kids, we'll take away social media, we'll take away YouTube, Snapchat, which I hate Snapchat, Twitter, whatever it might be, we'll take it away as a punishment. Well, let's just take it away. What if we just take it away from them and say, you're not punished, let's just find something better to do. And I promise you, we can find something better to do. Psalm 90, verse number 2, again, says, teach us to number our days, to realize the brevity of life. Life is short. Yeah, if we're lucky, we'll be able to live 692,040 hours in our life. That's a big number. Yeah, it's a pretty big number, but it goes quick. God has given us 24 hours in a day. Use those seconds, use those minutes, use those hours wisely. Make the most of your day, as Paul tells the people of Ephesus there in Ephesians.